Hello, and we're back with the final installment of what we're doing, Channel 9 Live, for today. Tomorrow is another day. It's going to start early, but we're going to talk about that a little bit later. I have some special guests with me. Why don't you introduce yourself? We'll start with you, Peter.
Hey. Hello. I'm Peter Jäger. I run DX in Germany.
Fantastic.
And I'm Julia. I'm a technical evangelist in Germany.
All right, so let's do a recap of day one. What were some of the cool announcements that you thought were super cool? We'll start with you, and then we'll go with Julia.
Sure. So first of all, we had Scott Guthrie keynoting, and I guess this was a really, really great keynote. So we started off with some basics on Azure, but then we got really, really deep, and especially on the Microsoft Cloud Germany, Scott did a great announcement. So, and the announcement he did was that you can now sign up for free trials on the Microsoft Cloud Germany, which is, I guess, really fantastic, yeah, because now all our partners, developers, customers can sign up for the Microsoft Cloud Deutschland, which is our national cloud where you can store your data really sound and secure and safe, and also based on all the European data laws.
So why is that? Like I live in the United States, and when I do something, I just pick somewhere in the United States. But why is it even more important to have a cloud local to Germany? Why is that important?
Yeah, so we have a lot of customers which are regulated by law. So and to really respond to those regulations, we decided really to build up this Microsoft Cloud Germany, which GA'd end of September. Yeah, and since then, we saw really a great uptake and interest in the German economy with the customers, with the partners. And now with the free trials on Azure, on the Microsoft Cloud Germany, I think we will get an even bigger boost into our national cloud.
So for those that are afraid of having their data in a different country,
yeah,
now is the right time, especially with the free trial, to put it into the cloud here in Germany.
Absolutely.
So tell us about this free trial. What do folks get with the free trial?
So our folks basically can use all the Azure services which are available on the Microsoft Cloud Deutschland for free. Yeah, so you get a certain contingent which you can use basically as you get it in the US and deploy your first services on the Microsoft Cloud Germany.
That's awesome. And anyone can do that in Germany right now?
Anyone.
That's awesome. So you went to some sessions too. We want to get your take on sort of the keynote and then some of the sessions, Julia.
Yeah, well, the keynote from Scott was really good, I think, because he showed how open and flexible Microsoft is now. He showed us a deployment from a Mac and not even from a Windows PC, and that was really amazing, mm-hmm. I think. And it was even not a .NET application, but he ran a Node.js application on web services. So really cool thing, I think.
And it was containerized too, if I remember.
It was really a cool demo, I think. And also, and Johnson told us more about Windows 10 security, because I think security is every time in our minds, especially when we are talking about cloud, and the customers have always fears, and so I think it was really important to talk about that topic.
There was a ton of sessions today too, right? How many tracks were there?
We have in total 8 tracks, yeah,
wow,
which is increased by 20% as of last year.
Holy
and
God.
Even 20% on top of what we got in the first year of the Technical Summit.
So this is the third year of the Technical Summit.
It's the third year in a row. In the first year, we got Satya keynoting.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
So in this year, Scott Guthrie, Ann Johnson, Eric Gamma, and Donovan Brown.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And so, tell me about sort of the evolution of the Technical Summit from year one to year three, and then we'll talk about some of the sessions before I forget.
Yeah, so in year one, we were in Berlin with like 700, 800 people or so, and having Satya keynoting. Last year, we went the first time to Darmstadt with about 1,000 people. And this year, third year in a row, having really 4 great speakers keynoting in front of more than 1,300 people in total. So we are completely sold out, and the location is totally maxed out. So really big congrats to the team who did this, and also a big thank you to all the speakers, especially our MVP and community guys who made this possible.
So from the first year to now, you've effectively doubled the amount of people that have come.
Basically, yes.
That's amazing. So what were some of the sessions that you liked or that you went to?
Oh, the sessions were great because we had really amazing speakers and the rooms were really full. Some people even have to sit on the floor.
Uh-oh.
So Really good speakers. I saw something about machine learning, operation management.
I love machine learning.
Oh yeah, we will have a great session about this from him.
Maybe. Maybe it will be great. That's what I'm saying. Go ahead.
And yeah, some other cool sessions. So many topics and really entertaining.
So for those that are tuning in, this is a two-day event. If you're just waking up on the West Coast, it's 9 a.m., it's noon in the East Coast for the United States. If you want to stay up super late and watch some cool content, what can folks expect tomorrow at 8:45 a.m. CET?
Yeah, so the first one we will have tomorrow morning is Eric Gamma. So, and Eric will show how much love Microsoft mm-hmm. gives to open source. Yeah, so Microsoft really, really loves open source, and that's a big change from when I started with
sure.
Microsoft. Yeah, so, and it's good. It's really good.
But I understand that he's in a gang, though. That's dangerous, right? Is it Gang of Four joke? Did you like that? He wrote a book that we read in college.
Yeah.
I remember that? I'm not that funny today, guys. But so he's in the Gang of Four original object-oriented design patterns. He wrote the original book, Gang of Four. Eric Gamma is one of them. He's going to be talking about open source. What's the thing that he works on? He works on Visual Studio Code, right? Mm-hmm. As if you haven't seen this, Visual Studio Code is I think it's open source, code editor that works on Linux, Mac, and Windows, and I have it on my machine. In fact, I'll be using it during my talk tomorrow. So.
Yeah, so which is good. Yeah, so then this really shows the openness. Yeah, and with the announcements last week on Connect, especially also on Visual Studio for Mac.
Yep.
Yeah, so this gets even better.
Absolutely. So we have Eric Gamma. Anybody else?
Yeah, and then after Eric, he's really the third one, and the fourth one is Donovan Brown. Yeah, so and he will show us how to get from zero to DevOps or from zero to hero. And I've seen him keynoting just recently. Yeah, so this was just a 20-minute keynote, and I thought, hey, there must be they missed something, because in 20 minutes to explain the full DevOps strategy and all the solutions we got at Microsoft is close to impossible. Yeah, so normally you need at least an hour to talk about this, and that's what he's doing tomorrow.
And I think if you don't know, you need to watch this, because what he does is he lets you pick the app and the platform, whether it be Linux or Mac or Windows, and the type of code. And you pick them, and what he will do is he will rub some DevOps on it and make it work DevOps in about an hour. And I'm not kidding. I saw something similar to this when he spoke at Ignite in New Zealand. Yeah. And he literally said, pick the platform, pick the tools, and I'll show you how to do it. And I think you literally get to pick, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
Any cool sessions tomorrow or anything about tomorrow that you're excited about?
Well, I saw there is some apps, machine learning session mm-hmm. tomorrow, and maybe some app services session.
Maybe. I had to bribe William, who was on here before, with some chocolate to come so that my mom wouldn't be the only one that's there. So just FYI about that. So that starts early, 8:45 CET. Yep. The last thing I wanted to talk to you about in the little couple of 5 minutes that we have left, tell me about Microsoft and Germany. What Germany is obviously its own country, has its own special things. How is Microsoft empowering every organization and every person in Germany to achieve more?
Yeah, so actually we have a couple of initiatives, yeah, and I'm happy to talk on Friday in front of a lot of professors and teachers about our Code Your Life initiative. So that's basically what we say is that working on a program language and knowing how to code is as essential in the future for digitalization of the industries like being able to read and write. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so being really someone who understands how to code is critically important for the society and for the companies in the future here in Germany and I guess also globally.
I love it. So Germany has always been known as an industrial powerhouse. How can the technology that Microsoft makes empower the organizations here to do more?
Yeah, so this morning in the keynote from Scott Guthrie, we have seen how we empowered BMW and the users of a BMW to really achieve more. Yeah, so the BMWs of the future are connected to our Azure cloud, and guess what? You can even open so when you open the car, the BMW, with your keys, the infrared keys, yeah, this first goes to Azure and then goes into the car. So you basically open up the BMW in future using the Azure Cloud.
Wow.
Yeah. So and this is just one example of many. Yeah. And another great example, I guess, is the Siemens IoT deal we just closed recently, where Siemens will basically do all IoT stuff they have, be it in rail, be it in energy,
wow,
on our Azure platform.
That's amazing. And so you're more close as a TE, you're close to the ground and you get to see people work on stuff. What are some exciting projects you've seen in Germany with the technology that Microsoft makes?
Oh, that's a difficult question because there are so many interesting projects we make. What is maybe a really cool solution is NextTV. NextTV is an ISV from Germany who makes really a cool video platform based on our Azure Media Services, which is much more end-to-end than our solution, but built on our platform.
Awesome. So what are some technologies from Microsoft that you're most excited about, just personally? I'm interested, Peter.
Yeah, so I'm in bots. Yeah, so all what has to do with artificial intelligence, machine learning, deep learning, and I'm actually about to write a book on this.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, yeah.
In English or German or both?
Mostly in German, but I guess it will be translated to English so that
yes,
you also can get something out of it.
Awesome. What technology are you most excited about?
Well, since I studied bioinformatics, I'm also very interested in machine learning and
yes,
big data stuff.
Yes.
But also, I'm very interested in infrastructure stuff. So.
Oh, really?
I also like ARM templates. Sounds weird, but...
Oh, you did tell me that.
Yeah, I like that.
ARM templates. Like, here's the thing about ARM templates. How do you, can you type one up in like Notepad, or how do you make them?
Simple ones, but that's also a cool visualizer. I really like to use them.
Oh, and she did show me that visualizer. We'll make sure to put it in the link below. Anything else you'd like to add in closing before we wrap up and send people to go home and come back tomorrow?
Yeah, so next year you have to be with Technical Summit independently where you are, where you live, because that's the craziest, biggest, and most important technology conference from Microsoft in Germany. So
fantastic.
This year, 1,300 people, 8 tracks, 100 sessions, many live, and actually thanks also to Channel 9 and the team for getting this done. So it's the first time you've been here for the Technical Summit.
Absolutely.
And also thanks to our sponsors. Yeah. So also the sponsors which make this event possible. Increased by 20%. So 20-20-20 people attending, sponsors, and sessions.
So for sure next year there's going to be another one?
Absolutely.
Okay. And what about you? Last words.
Well, let's see what day two brings, and let's have a beer at the party.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. Again, this is the wrap-up of day one here. We're at the Microsoft Technical Summit 2016 in Darmstadt, Germany. Thanks so much for watching today. Make sure to tune in tomorrow, 8:45 CET, just in about 15 hours, if you're counting. Thanks so much for watching. My name is Seth Juarez, and this has been Channel 9 Live. We'll see you tomorrow.